Back again here on News Talk 1490 WOSH. We're talking with Dr. Jansen of Fox Valley Plastic Surgery. We're talking about medical weight loss. And, Doctor, first of all, thank you for joining me this morning.
My pleasure.
Let's talk a little about exactly what medical weight loss is. Define it for our listeners. What is medical weight loss?
Well, medical weight loss involves a couple issues. Number one, medical weight loss involves measuring. It involves analyzing patients in a medical way. In that way, we mean private, too. But aside from evaluating patients, two aspects of medical weight loss are different than almost any other type of weight loss. Number one, a prescriptive level diet, a very low-calorie diet, can only be prescribed by a medical doctor or a nurse working with a medical doctor. The other aspect of medical weight loss in this situation is we are actually using prescriptive medication prescribed by a physician to suppress appetites in patients that need to lose weight. And so those two very specific aspects of medical weight loss are how we help define it.
A lot of us try it on our own. We're asking for trouble in some cases, aren't we? If we're not getting enough calories or we're cutting something out of the diet that we shouldn't be cutting out, something our body needs in essence.
Yeah, people very much have tried doing this on their own. In fact, as we have done our seminars and have met with people, almost everybody that's been in our program has been a professional dieter at some type. They've tried it on their own, and typically they've failed or they've felt that the systems that they've been in previously have failed them.
Doctor, who is this for, medical weight loss? Give me an idea. Who's a typical person who would get involved with a medical weight loss program?
For us, medical weight loss is really anybody that wants to lose weight. Now, we really feel that we're helping people get back to what they define as their true self. A person has a visual image of what they see themselves at, and they want to get back to what that image is. Obviously, we deal with image work and cosmetic surgery. This isn't about that. This is helping people get back to themselves.
Does this require me to exercise at all in addition to the dieting that I'm going to do, Doctor?
When we deal with patients with weight loss, exercise is, of course, a long-term component. It's part of the educational component of weight loss. Everybody knows diet and exercise, but very few people are taken by the hand and instructed what to do, how to do it, and how to do it safely.
A lot of us would like a magic pill. To lose the weight we need to lose, that's not a possibility.
Except it is. There are pills that are available. Most of the time, that's not considered a coverable expense by an insurance company. But there are pills available that will help people lose weight. That's documented. But most physicians don't want to deal with that. And really, the insurance companies don't want doctors spending their time and dealing with it. They certainly don't cover visits in a clinic to deal with weight loss. But there are certainly pills that can help people lose weight, and that's part of this medical weight loss program.
Dr. Jansen, we know you well from Fox Valley Plastic Surgery, the Renaissance Center here. Why did you decide to get into medical weight loss in addition to the other things that you do?
Well, we have patients who come in, again, they're looking for personal renaissance. They've decided they're sick and tired of how they look. They want to look better. They want to feel better. They want to get back to their true self. And so they come to us and say, I want you to do this procedure, that procedure. I've read about it. I've watched it on TV. And they're an inappropriate patient for that. And so we say, you would look so much better if we could do this operation with you weighing 30 pounds less. Excuse me. I don't have a 30-pound operation.
Now, too bad you don't. I could use one. I signed up today.
I can do six or eight-pound procedures, but that's really an inappropriate answer for a patient. What they really want is somebody to help them lose the weight. And having so many frustrated patients who said, I just can't do it. I don't feel like I'm getting any help. I've tried this and that program. If you could only do something. And so we were left with looking for something to do. We found this program and have tied in with a proven methodology for helping people lose weight.
Do I have to be greatly obese to be a part of this program? Or in my case, if I'd like to lose 30 pounds, even though I may have to lose 50 or 60, it would still apply for me. We're not talking surgery here. We're talking a change in behavior, a combination of exercise and diet.
That's exactly right. And again, the use of the medications really helps people get there. They're really looking for something to help them get there. And you know, rather than being done and being dismissed at the end of this 6 or 8 week program, we're following patients until they get to the goal weight, and then we're helping them maintain that long term. The results of this program aren't just lose it and then regain it. The plan is to stay under surveillance, and even after this program is over, we still will surveil our patients and help them continue to keep the weight off long term.
That is the biggest problem for all dieters, is I lost 20 pounds, I lost 15 pounds. Well, 6 months later, I found it. Unfortunately, it came back to me. The yo-yo effect is a big thing.
Well, not only people yo-yo, but they tend to gain a little bit more when they yo-yo. They're not used to being forgiven for failing. And we understand that every Judeo-Christian, every holiday is celebrated in this country with food. And so people feel bad because on the weekend of their birthday, they're out for dinner and they gained a couple pounds or they gained water weight. And we're not about to hold people up to a golden standard that they have to follow everything we do, but we're willing to work with them as long as they need to be worked with to help them lose the weight.
Dr. David Jansen, along with us from Fox Valley Plastic Surgery. We're talking about a new weight loss program, a medical weight loss program that they've initiated here in Oshkosh for the entire Fox Valley. The type of weight loss program, it differs from the others, again, in what ways?
Well, it's a prescriptive program. We start in one of the most important and compelling things that patients really get is our data sheet. When we start with them, we do what's called a metabolic weighing. It's a very expensive scale with electricity that's utilized, so we're able to determine to the 0.1 pound how many pounds of them are fat, where it's located in their body, how many pounds of them are water, what percentage they are, or how many pounds they are of muscle. And so we can follow and determine on a weekly basis we do this, that they're not losing muscle. We don't want people to lose muscle while they're losing the weight. And so we monitor and we measure. We monitor their diet. We make sure they're doing well. We actually do blood work and EKGs before we start people then on prescriptive medicine. The prescriptive medicine makes a big difference. And these people are able to stepwise lose weight on a weekly basis. We monitor, we follow them, and we do it safely.
Are you able to determine the metabolic rate that most people have as well, so we can determine exactly how we sustain, where we get to once we get there? We know how many calories, in essence, we need per day?
That's exactly right. The metabolic scale does determine an exact metabolic rate. And so this is no different than a checkbook when it comes to calories. A lot of people come in and say, I can't lose weight, and I eat really healthy. Mm-hmm. And our answer is, we don't care. It's not about how healthy the food is. It's how many calories you take into your system and how many you put out. And until you measure your metabolic rate, you don't know whether your metabolic rate may be high or low. Metabolic needs, including thyroid and other things that slow metabolism, can affect that, which is why using a medical opinion and evaluating patients carefully and clinically, we're looking at their medical records. We're dealing with blood and lab work. We're actually metabolically evaluating them and medically evaluating them before we put them on a diet. So we look at that metabolic rate when we determine the diet for them. It's all customized.
Is it true that my metabolic rate decreases as I get older? That's why I'm finding myself gaining weight in my latter years?
It is true. People's metabolic rate change. There are many different medications that'll change metabolic rate. And the real threat to most people is the metabolic syndrome, that metabolic syndrome of chest obesity, stomach obesity, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and eventually type 2 diabetes are all part of a syndrome. And people take lots of medicines for that metabolic syndrome. But over time, if they would only lose the weight, all of those symptoms go away. The obesity goes away, but the cholesterol and the sugar and the hypertension go away first. And so as you start people on this program, we're actually eliminating medicines or reducing medications for people.
We're talking with Dr. David Jansen from Fox Valley Plastic Surgery. We're talking about the medical weight loss program at the Renaissance Center. Let's talk a little about this is just for women or men, because a lot of programs are geared for one sex and not the other. Now, can this work for both sexes? Exactly what happens if I'm a guy or I'm a gal?
No different, really, other than our screening seminars, which we do with the group. This is all done very confidentially and very private in a single examining room where all the counseling occurs. This is not done in-group, nobody knows what your weight is other than what's in our medical charts. And so we weigh people on a weekly basis. They're counseled. There's an educational component to it. And that's when we talk about the exercise and talk about the long term, especially as people are dropping weight. It's very difficult to exercise when you weigh too much, when your knees hurt, when your stomach sways one way when you go the other.
Exactly.
That's very difficult to do that exercise. So exercise isn't the starting point of this diet. It's helping people get rid of the weight, and sometimes, again, that needs a medicine.
Let's talk a little about the program itself. How many weeks in duration are we looking at when we sign up for this type of program? Can it be 6, 7 weeks? How long is it?
It's really indeterminate. It's really determined partially, and when we do our metabolic evaluations, we determine whether people fit into the four classes: normal weight, overweight, obese, and morbidly obese. And so we will use this medication down to people into the normal weight class. In other words, a BMI less than 25.
That's a body mass index then, right?
That's indeed correct. And people can figure that out on a computer. They can come in and be weighed. It's pretty simple to figure out. You can go to the internet anytime and pretty much roughly find out what your BMI is. But we're using this medication to help people get down to a normal weight level.
As far as meals themselves, can you give me a little idea of what we'll be eating during the weight loss program?
This program is very similar in weight in that aspect of management. We use bars, shakes, soups, that sort of thing.
And there's pre-prepared food that I get through the Renaissance Center for this.
That is correct. Through the Medical Weight Loss Center, that's exactly right. And by stimulus narrowing, in other words, by saying these are your choices of what you're going to eat today, it eliminates the external stimuli of all the other foods that are out there. And people find that being prescribed what they're to eat and drink, if they follow their prescription, we're going to tell them exactly.
And a lot of people have told me on these programs, a program like this, that they actually eat more, they think, than they have in the past. They're just eating the right things for themselves and having their portions controlled.
If you eat the right foods, especially a food in this situation, very high in protein, you preserve muscle mass, you lose weight, and by eating more frequent meals, people lose weight. They actually feel full. In some ways, they make a mistake. Early, they say, gosh, I'm full. I'm going to cut out a couple. I'm going to accelerate it. And that slows their metabolism. One of the worst things people can do is not eat during the day and eat from the time they get home until the time they go to bed. Most of that food energy is available to them between 2 and 4 hours later, right as they're hitting the pillow. The liver converts all that energy then to fat, and most people who skip breakfast, have a salad for lunch, and then gorge from dinner to bedtime are the ones who are gaining weight because they're eating backwards. In this diet, our patients are not hungry because of the medication and because they're eating the foods about every 2 hours they're having a meal. It's only a 160-calorie meal because it's high protein. Their sugars aren't spiking and then crashing, so they don't get that sugar craving.
Dr. Jansen, the program itself, how do we find out more information about this? We're going to talk with somebody who's gone through the program, talk about her success. Lori's going to join us in a few minutes to talk more about that. But how do I find out more about the medical weight loss available now?
We're doing free seminars. And so it is. We have a seminar that's on the schedule, and the patients can come, and they can figure this out, no strings attached. We lay out all the fees. Everything is transparent in this program. What is the cost of an EKG here? What is the cost of the blood work? What is the cost of the food? What is the cost of the medication? So it's completely transparent. We hand it out in a folder at that free seminar. People can attend the seminar. They can walk at that point in time, or they can walk upstairs and set up an appointment, because the first visit with us, we're going over their health history, and we will really do a detailed medical evaluation. And so that is all done as a if they take the second step. The first step is attend a free seminar.
The free seminars are scheduled for March 30th and the 21st of April at 4:30 in the afternoon, by the way. If you want to find out more about the weight loss program, we're going to be back again talking more about it at a later date. But you can call now to 233-1540. That's 233-1540 to find out more. Dr. Jansen, as a physician, why is it something that I should do? Why should I lose weight? Why should everybody be at an ideal weight? As far as long-term complication, what's going to happen in our lives?
Well, I think it really matters what matters to you. And I don't think anybody has to be an ideal weight, but we recognize through the Center for Longevity Research and Andrew Weil and all of his research that being thinner gets rid of, well, obviously it gets rid of fat. Fat concentrates almost every toxin. Almost every bit of PCB and dioxin in the water we're drinking and whatever's in the aldecarbon, whatever's in the city water we're drinking, is all concentrated in fat. And so if you look at cancer rates, if you look at lifestyle and longevity, the highest cancer rates are in people who have the more obesity. And so we hand patients a nomogram and say, if you could drop this, you can drop your percentage risk of cancer just by getting rid of the amount of fat that's holding that cancer, the toxins in your system. And so it is our belief, not only ours, but it is held that the thin lives longer, at least thinner. You don't have to be ideal. We're not involved in this for ideal, but we are involved for people who really want to be lighter.
Typical patient loses what through the program?
I don't know that we have a typical patient. Everybody is different. Some people get to, you know, 20, 30, 40 pounds. We have people that are losing really fast. We have people that are losing slower. 2 to 4 pounds a week is pretty average.
Really?
And so, and people fail, though, but we forgive them for failing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea of, is this 6 weeks, or is it 12 weeks, or is it until we get you to where you want to be? And so nobody's a cookie cutter. Everybody's a custom patient. So we don't have, I can't answer the question, how long does this take, because everybody's a little different.
Sure.
You know, the two-week cruise or the all-inclusive where you go for it is hard to combat on this weight loss program. How do we deal with a chef? How do we deal with somebody that works and has to prepare food? Everybody's got a different situation. And so we have to, you know, a mother that needs to make meals for her kids, but she's on our diet nonetheless. Everybody needs a custom program, and they need motivation. Our hope is that they're going to be inspired by their own body rather than needing consistent external motivation.
Dr. David Jans along with us here on News Talk 1490 WOSH, talking a little about medical weight loss. We're going to visit with Lori a little later. Can you give me a little bit about her story and how she came to you and what type of success you had with her?
Actually, I'd let her tell you her story, because she came into our program through my partner and through a seminar. But I'll let her tell her own story.
Sounds good. We'll have that in a few minutes. Again, the phone number to find out more about the medical weight loss program is 233-1540, 233-1540. Seminars coming up on March the 30th and April 21st at 4:30. Those would be here at the Renaissance Center on Witzel Avenue in Oshkosh then.
That is correct.
Anything you'd like to add about the program? You sound awful excited about it.
Well, we're excited because it's working. And patients, you know, if they want to do this, if they really want to lose the weight and are following this program, even though they fail, are being very successful with this. And they've tried everything else. Like I said, when we've talked to a group of 15 people here, and the questions I get are, well, this happened here and this happened there, and I come to realize that the room is filled with professional dieters, but none of them have used medication in a long term. And the surgery is available for the morbid obese patient, but the complications of that surgery short term, the complications of it long term, are real. And we've dealt with the complications, some of which are aesthetic. People don't want to have to get to that level and get the surgery. And so we have several patients now who are losing the weight that they could have lost through bariatric surgery by simply losing weight by eating less. It is the Lady of Justice. She sits here and she weighs the evidence. And for us, that Lady of Justice is calories in and energy out. It's really what it's all about for us. And so getting people to understand that and kind of changing the paradigm has been great, because we're finding this is a very successful program.
I'm sure you're making a lot of friends as a result. 233-1540 is the number. We'll talk with Lori, find out a little more about her story and how she came to the Renaissance Center, following this on WOSH.